sure that it was still in the tanks. So I have not been serving in the tanks before, but the engines were very powerful, and I thought that could only be the Americans. And so it was. And two tanks appeared. But seeing that huge building on the main camp, they stood there and they didn't know where they were. Nobody knew them. Americans were very good, but they sometimes had some. So when we saw that, I said, "Oh," the Russians said, "Oh, Zvezda. Zvezda means the two tanks which came in." There was now I know they were the American tanks, but at that time I didn't. But I saw the white American stars. And the Russians were so excited, they were so sure that it was Russians. They say, Zvezda, Zvezda, Krasnaya Armia. I said, don't be so silly. Since when do you use Zvezda is white? It's American.
What does Zvezda mean?
Say what?
What does Zvezda mean?
Zvezda, star.
The tanks had on the sides of them. So we got up and we forgot that it was on the we were still guarded by people on assessment and thing. We chanced that all of us, the Russians, myself, there was a very nice Jewish doctor. I always liked him very much, but he was so old. I said, "Doctor, don't rush like this because we would not." Oh, this is our liberators. And we finally scrambled up. We it was a job to get up there. Out comes, believe it or not. I knew a little about American distinctions. That he was not an officer, but he was an NCO. The leader of that tank. Anybody here speaking English? So I raised my hand, and he advised me to come. Where are you? Why did you want to do that? He was checking me, whether I was to get to. I said, "Well, I'm from Poland." "You're Polish? I'm Polish." He was from Polish. Oh, you know that Americans, they go very, very, very soft about it. But I said, "Well, do something about this doctor, because he's a very nice chap and he's dying here." Do you know what he did, this doctor? He was a short chap, he was very clever, man, but he was so overcome by this that he was liberated. That he kissed he went up to the tank, kissed the side of the tank, and then collapsed on us and had a heart attack. That's what I was telling him not to do. Well, so you're Polish, you're brother. What is this? We didn't know about this. So I said, "Well, I tell him." Oh, we have to. He went straight away onto the officer commanding that troop, and on the radio they told him that they came across the camp with many people. They need more Americans here, and then they started coming with the Sherman tanks. But they were still fighting the Nazis. And that's how I, of course, speaking English already reasonably well at that time, I was co-opted, was offered a job, a position. If I agreed, they were going to allow me to be there. They had a man who was major. But he was a member of the intelligence, army intelligence, and his job was to collect already then proofs of atrocities. So I was an ideal man to serve him, because he couldn't speak much anything else than English. So I was given American uniform. I was given too much to food from the officers. From SS on wheels, they had an officer's special thing. Because when we were going among the tanks, and they were getting the food there. And there was too much of it, and I realized that, you know, it's dangerous to. So I decided to get some food and give it to. From then on, I was in an American uniform, and a lot of people took me for an American. And I enjoyed certain prestige. And being fed better, this. And I, for a long time, I served them as such. I was.
As an interpreter?
As an interpreter. In the top, where the commandant, the Nazi commandant, had his luxury office, was residing a very nice American lieutenant colonel. He called me in, he thanked me for this and that, and other, you know, the relations were good. And so we started living again. But there was still a question that the Russians were going to take over the camp. That was agreed. And this colonel told me this. Why are you afraid of them? I said, because we know the Russians, Bolsheviks, the Stalinists. Excuse me, colonel, but I mean, you Americans don't have... There's not much difference between that lot and that they... What? But our president was given a promise that Poland would be free. Oh, I say, well, that's the president. Was given. Promises mean nothing. I said, Colonel, I know I shouldn't talk to you like this. I hope a time will come when you will see how wrong you were. And I think the time came later. But that man who I was attached to, the major, he was very good. He was actually, in civilian life, he was a lecturer at a university or something. Well, I was all right, but you see, other people didn't have the same privilege. The fact that I was wearing the flashes of the division even that helped, because wherever I went, I got help from the Americans. Up to a point, later on, when we decided that we are not going to go back to communist Poland. There were several of us, well, quite a few. They asked me to arrange with the colonel. Could I arrange that they give us some trucks to take us west, away from here? Because we were afraid of the Russian would. It took some persuasion. And it took quite a few months, weeks before. I mean, the colonel got rather fed up with me and said, well, all I fear is that you don't like the Russians and this and that, but we are trying to feed you to. I said, fine, but we don't want to go back from one dictatorship to the other. Don't you understand this, colonel? But our American men. President, it was promised by Stalin that Poland would be free. I said, we are going to resist if necessary with our rest of our strength if you are going to push to give us over to the Russians. We don't want to go to the Russians because most of us were in the underground, which was badly treated by the Russians in any case. We want to go west. Why can't you take a few trucks, say five trucks, and you have so many of these trucks? Because it took a struggle, but we won. They gave us actually new trucks.
Where did they take you to?
They took us to Bavaria. It's a very well-known place, I never remember its name. Took us to Bavaria, but stuck us in a
displaced persons camp.
We were displaced persons. And we couldn't agree that we are displaced persons, because we were not displaced persons. We were members of the underground, and we didn't want to be treated as displaced persons. Oh, sometimes I got the ear of some Americans. The others were shouting it down, saying, you're being difficult, you know, we can't. We got other things. So I decided that we got out to the Bavaria. Well, there again, you know, it's not much. So I was trying all the time to get to some Polish unit. There were two Polish armies at that time. One was in the north, engaged in the, and then the other one was in Italy. So I finally worked it out that the only chance I have is to go to Italy. Oh, sorry.